50. The Hidden Vitality of Human Beings by Newbold Morris. What has been the most appealing part of the development of the American Dream? To some of us, perhaps, the most dramatic phase of our development has been the ceaseless energy of the pioneers, the era of empire building, and finally, the apotheosis of free enterprise, our industrial development. Others are thrilled by the capacity of the American people, normally peace-loving and slow to anger, to organize in an all-out effort to resist threats to their freedom. Yes, all of these things stir the imagination, but to me, they are the outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual vitality. Some of us came to this continent 3 centuries ago and take great pride in tradition. Others may have landed at the international airport at Idlewild yesterday. But nearly all of us came as fugitives from the tyrannies and hatreds of the old world. I believe America has vitality because of a restless force we call human endeavor. It is this endeavor which has resulted in the lifting of averages and the spreading of opportunities. It is based on the conviction that once an individual has a fair start, he or she can rise to great heights regardless of circumstances of birth or racial origin. This is my conviction, and it is, in other words, a belief in the human spirit. It is for those who are strong to help the weak, for those who are sound in mind and body to help those afflicted, for those who live in the sunlight to dispel shadows wherever they lengthen. To me, this is what life is all about. It is why I believe that when we decided upon a system of government, subsidized education, we passed an important milestone in our history. And when we adopted public health program to fight the ravages of disease, to reduce infant mortality, and even to afford prenatal care for expectant mothers, we were continuing along the road toward the goals in which I believe. I feel that we took another step toward a better world when we adopted workmen's compensation laws, unemployment insurance, social security, and aid to dependent children. And I believe that we were doing even more to realize these goals when, awakening to the social evils of cheerless, unsanitary, unsafe tenements, we decided to tax ourselves in order to subsidize low-rent public housing for persons of low income. I could not be true to my beliefs about my duty toward my fellow men if I did not work for these things. Some call our civilization a Christian civilization. Others call it democracy. When it succeeds, it is a little bit of both. And when it works, we need not have fear of threats to our freedom.